Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
John, I would go A-. For Brad Holmes.
For Brad Holmes? Brad Holmes. I think that's solid, yeah.
And why not an A? Well, first of all, I mean, A is very generous. A should not be given out hastily. I think he did a very nice job. I think the criticism, if there is any, would be, again, nobody for Aiden Hutchinson. Maybe that's more of an off-season critique in total, free agency and the draft. And then the question would be, you traded up to draft a project tackle. You traded up to take a special teamer, third string running back. I get it. You're Brad Holmes. You're on a heat check. You're feeling it. You got your guys. You're dialed in. I'm not going to tell you not to do it. If anybody's earned the conviction, if anybody's earned the trust, it's Brad Holmes. But I go A minus. One of those guys, Giovanni Manu, 6'8", 350 pounds out of British Columbia. They showed a highlight tape, and it's him going up against what I can only describe as middle schoolers. And he's laying them in his waist. But John, you have a keener eye for tackle evaluation. So what do you see?
Well, you put a lot of human beings next to a 6'7", 355, was it 360 pounds?
Yeah.
They're going to look like middle schoolers. Heck, James Houston might look that way.
Some people think I look like a middle schooler next to you in our show photos.
Yes, my child. And so here's what I know about him, and now everybody's trying to find all of this film on him, and you see in highlights, watching him in that highlight film, it's like when you're doing a recruiting evaluation on an offensive tackle or an offensive guard that is just a man among boys. And you see it in high school all the time where a dude is just a monster, and he's playing against some guy that is just, you know, he's going to, you know, tech school next year. It's just, it seems improportionate. But what you look at is his technique. Does his technique say that you can translate that to a better level of competition? Now, I'm not talking about NFL competition. I'm like, what would that look like if he was playing at Ohio State, at Notre Dame, at Michigan? And he does a really nice job when he's going to the second level. Running his feet, staying square, making contact, because those guys are still, they can be a little sneaky. All right? Those little people can be really sneaky and quick, and he does a good job of always getting hands on when he comes off the ball. Now, a lot of times he's overstriding simply because he's trying to keep up because the initial punch hit him so far. But he does another good job of keeping shoulders square. The one issue that I had in watching his film was he's not a great puller. And we've seen that. You don't pull offensive tackles a whole lot in the NFL now. We've seen it done with Penei Sewell. Penei Sewell is a special individual. But Giovanni Manu, that is one thing where if they're going to use him in that situation, and maybe he just hasn't been taught how to do that, it looked awful. awful. But coming off the ball, here's where combo blocks, again, it's about footwork and it's about shoulder square. Because you can't block the second level if you don't have your shoulder square. I like the base that he has. Now, here is the one thing that you don't know. In watching the film of the drills, you know, the pro day drills where he's shuffling back and forth, he's doing pass sets, he's punching a bag. A lot of guys look good doing that.
Mm-hmm.
He does do a nice job of moving his feet, doesn't cross over, does a lot of things naturally because he's a great athlete. This dude is 6'8", 350, and he runs a 5 flat. Some people have said that they've clocked him at 4'9".
Yeah, 4.96, I thought I saw, which is for a 350-pound human being. He had a 33-inch vertical.
Yeah.
Very explosive project with upside.
But here's what you don't know. Is, as an offensive lineman, you talk about taking a dirtbag mahogany in the sixth round. You've got to have a certain mentality. You have to be okay with contact and with violent contact. It's best if you actually kind of crave that a little bit. And, you know, when I was at Washington, Joe Bugle was our offensive line coach. He was the line coach of the Hogs. He didn't want to recoin that, so he coined us the Dirtbags because we played with a certain edge to us. And I want to know, does Manu have an edge? Does he crave that contact where every time he comes off the ball, he is trying to kill you?
I think this will be the most polarizing pick. Maybe I'll be wrong and people will, you know, point out the running back out of Utah, Vaki. But I think the tackle will be the most polarizing pick of this draft because you gave up a future third to get him. He's not going to contribute this season for the Detroit Lions. And for the pick to pan out, I imagine the vision is he plays right tackle when Sewell moves over to left in the coming years, plural. That's going to be the criticism is, hold on, third round pick last year, Hendon Hooker, he doesn't play. Third round pick last year, Roderick Martin, you're not playing. Can you afford to be doing this? Kind of playing the long game, but this is what Holmes has said all along. He lives in a windowless house. He doesn't believe in windows where they have to chase it right now. If he thinks this guy could be a long-term tackle, there's value in getting that guy in the fourth round. And John, I saw some of the coaches in Canada. They said the teams we hoped he would end up with, one, the Eagles, two, the Lions. Good old line coaches. And the Eagles, who's Mailata? That was their project tackle who panned out.
That was going to be my comp, is Jordan Mailata. Now, he was a seventh-round guy. He was a rugby player, had never played the game before. Very curious as to how. And here, I talk about Hank Fraley, the O-line coach in Philly, probably the best O-line coach in the NFL. And now Hank Fraley, who you know knows him a little bit as well, is, I think, the second-best offensive line coach. And I don't think Hank will be offended by saying that. But he now has his Jordan Mailata. Mailata was a seventh-round pick, as I mentioned, but now you've got a guy that is very similar in size, in athletic ability. The question, and now, but this guy actually has put on pads before. He's actually, right. Manu is actually played football, but that can also lead to some bad habits. Maybe they're going to have to break some bad habits, but just as a tackle, if you're going to take a set and you need length at that position, he's got all the length in the world to be able to keep the width of the pocket. Even if he doesn't touch anybody and just takes a couple of kick steps, that's a long way for an edge rusher to rush around the edge to get to the quarterback. Now, it's not that simple, but that is the basis of looking at this. And every other NFL team is looking for the next Jordan Mailata. So would he have been available in the fifth? Maybe.
As many as 11
Maybe
teams
not.
Worked him out. He was becoming the worst kept secret in the league. Yeah. It's a guy, again, on day three that you believe in, you go get him. I'm not beating up Holmes for that. We wanted an investment long-term in the offensive line. That pick qualifies. Let's get to Todd. You're waiting. You're on 97.1, Todd.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Just very happy with the draft. You guys were talking a little bit about not taking a defensive end, and I just think that position is ripe for the trade deadline now. If we're close, barring injury, I think that's a chance where Brad Holmes could make a trade. And boy, it sure would be nice if it was Max Crosby.
Be a hell of a swing. We know they didn't make the big swing last year at the trade deadline.
So I think we're still smoking something if we think a trade is going to happen for Max Crosby. And you talk about the trade deadline, the risk that you've run now by tapping into next year's draft capital is you don't have as much to offer at the trade deadline.
Yeah. Now, I mean, in his scenario, it's probably multiple firsts to get a player like Max Crosby. That's not right. That's typically not a deadline deal. That's like an offseason blockbuster if it ever happens.
Yeah.
It's fueled because he's from here and he says nice things about here. But, John, you're right. There's no reason for the Raiders, who have him on a long-term deal, to trade Max Crosby.
No.
Owen and Romulus, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning. You guys had said something about they didn't pick up a wide receiver, but they got this kid, Isaiah Williams, from Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's tough like some of the little smaller receivers that we had. I think he'll be another, you know, slot guy, and I think he'll be able to stretch the field as well. They gave him a contract for like $300,000, so it looks like they believe in him. I want to know what you guys think about him.
We've got to watch him in the Big Ten, so I mean, yeah. I certainly know who he is, and I know, John, you watched him in person. Converted quarterback to receiver, could be used as a gadget guy, but also was productive as a receiver. He was their number one target.
Yeah, and I think Spartans probably remember him. Was it 2 years ago when they had that monster comeback? He was a large part of that, a very good target, and suffered this year from the fact that I think Illinois played like, what, four or five different quarterbacks, never really found their footing with a guy. And some of that was due to injury. Others was, hey, just turnover issues. But I think as Isaiah Williams, it's a nice pickup as an undrafted rookie.
But that last phrase is so important. Because what do you mean they didn't address the position? Undrafted rookie. Let's not make any assumptions that this guy's going to be on the opening roster. He's an undrafted rookie.
But he could be a guy that is, you stash him on the practice squad and he continues to develop. And then if something happens, maybe you bring him up. You know, if God forbid, one of the starters gets hurt, it's got to be down. You can bring some guys up and continue to see what they can do.
I didn't have really any issue. I mean, it's an undrafted player. They made a good financial contribution. That's often an indicator on what they think of him. And they clearly think he's a player that could have been drafted. And
how competitive it was to sign him versus him going to another team.
It's a good point. 248-539-9797. Your grades, your reaction. We got ticket ticks. We got phone calls. What about the national media's grades? We'll get those as well next. 97.1.
Hey, home upgrades. I'm going through a lot of that right now. And last fall, we decided we wanted to put a new ball cap on the house. We got a new roof. And it was something we knew when we bought the house. We needed to repair it. And we put it off as long as we possibly could. Last fall, Rapid Roofing, Mike Beatty showed up. It was an impressive, impressive presentation. They went on the roof, sent the drone up, told us exactly what they were going to do. And then in one day, they showed up, they ripped the roof off, made the repairs, put a new one on, cleaned everything up, and were gone. They can complete most roofs in one day. And I went with the peace of mind all winter, now all spring, not having to worry about the roof. Give them a call at 888-360-ROOF. That's 888-360-ROOF. Or find more information on the web at rapidroofing.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's one of those smiles you could tell he was trying not to, but he couldn't help himself. Tigers win, take 2 of 3 over the weekend. Draft grades for Brad Holmes from the national media. Remember last year, the national media wasn't too kind to Brad.
Well, yeah, positional value.
He said he spoke about that this weekend. He's like, I didn't know what that was. We just take
good
football players.
Good football players, yeah.
Here were the grades. USA Today, a B. NFL.com, a B. ESPN, John, you guessed it, a B. Mm-hmm. The explanation from Mel Kiper Jr. He likes what the Lions did by addressing the secondary, but they could have gone after a receiver on day three. They certainly upgraded at corner, but I don't see any of their day three players having a significant opportunity in 2024. Plus, they gave up a third round pick moving forward that looms as potentially valuable. Bleacher Report, A minus. Pro Football Focus, an A. NBC Sports, a B. Yahoo Sports, a B. CBS Sports, a B minus. Fox Sports, a B minus. And The Ringer ends with an A. Their assessment, they came in with many holes to fill in their defensive secondary. They filled those gaps. They herald Arnold's ball-hawking ability and thinks he can start this season, likes Rakestraw's tenacious physical style. I gave him an A minus. You don't believe in grades this soon.
No, and I mean, it's the same thing. Like, if we're talking about Chicago's draft, if Caleb Williams is a bust, It really won't matter what Romo Dunze or anybody else they drafted did. If, you know, Terrion Arnold, Enos Rakestraw, if those are guys that don't end up producing, then, yeah, we'll look at this draft and be like, yep, he missed big time. And, you know, then Manu, like, what happens with his development? How long does it take? You said he, you know, is not going to be effective this year. Not likely, but I'm holding some hope in place, because unlike Mailata for the Eagles, he has played football before, so he knows some of the basics of the techniques.
Ticket text: the only thing I'm worried about is the third rounder we gave up for Arnold turned out to be Cooper Beebe. I think he would have been a great addition for this football team.
Yeah, I was really surprised to see him available that late.
We both really liked him, but you got to give to get. You went up and got a guy who you think might be the best corner in the draft.
Yeah.
So remember when Detroit took 2 middle picks that play very little this year and they don't have one next year? Remember that if this team struggles, they deserve an A-minus grade for that.
Okay, so they took 2, you know, middle picks, two third-round picks in Hooker and
Roderick Martin.
That,
and then this year gave up a future
produce.
Third. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But they were still in the NFC Championship game. And I know they're hoping, they probably have more hope than I do, that Broderick Martin will ever be effective. And I mentioned this when they drafted him and asked Brad Holmes about it in the interview that we had right after the draft. He plays high. It's not something that you can coach. Now I look at Manu and I say, well, he does all of those things better. So the projection to me is I expect him to be better.
Maybe the Lions would have been better trading all of their picks after the first 2 for more picks next year, because the guys they got probably aren't going to contribute this year. You might have been able to pick up starters in next year's draft. And one more says, concern they didn't address the huge edge rusher need. We still need a receiver to replace Reynolds. Underwhelmed for the upcoming season. So there's some of the pushback. Again, you get some B's mixed in throughout the national media, a little bit of local pushback. But I think most people like this draft.
Let me ask you this question. I think I asked it off the air last week, but I'll ask it on air right now. If the Detroit Lions had no draft picks, and you just wipe away everything that you've known since last Thursday, would they still be a contender in the NFC to win the NFC and go to the Super Bowl?
Yes.
All right. So now
you had two corners.
You got, you know, six guys that are going to hopefully make the roster and make the roster better, even if it's with more depth.
Yeah. Again, if you just want to like acknowledge this draft or try to like label this draft, I would say it was the heat check. Because they traded up four times. But in doing so, they got two corners for a team that gave up the most air yards in football. Mm-hmm. They added two developmental offensive linemen for a position group we do not want to see drop off long term. And we can quibble about a running back special teamer, but with the new rule change, maybe there's a creative role for Vaki. I viewed it as an A-minus draft. Let's get to Mark in Kalamazoo. Mark, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good day, Jim and John. Good to hear you and Heather, too. Wanted to touch base because I had heard this on a show the other evening, Brian's show in the evening, and it was an interesting thought. Many of us that watch the draft never really think, I believe, about a kicker. And there's two kids, one out of Stanford, one out of Bama, especially Stanford, that I would have liked to have seen after thinking about it. This is after the fact. 41 out of 45 field goals made in his career with upper 50s, a 60.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if they have that much confidence in Badgerly or if that was part of the reason they went down. They went for so many fourth downs, even though they made the majority of them,
Mark,
because of shaky confidence
I think they were willing to go for it fourth and two with just about any kicker, right or wrong. And yes, he did call him Badgerly.
Yes, yes, the money Badgerly.
Badgerly. We got to get to Heather's news, John. I know you want to follow up on it, but let's get to Heather's news.
Just cut you off right there.
So, no, that's okay. Yeah, so we cut into your time, so...
A state of emergency has been declared in 12 counties across Oklahoma after severe storms just tore through the state Saturday night. Tornadoes flattened buildings, flattened homes, cut off power to thousands, washed out roads, and just
have you seen
left.
The videos of these?
Well,
the videos of the tornado itself.
I have
yeah.
not seen that. I've seen the videos of the aftermath because these tornadoes just left a trail of destruction. At least 27 tornadoes hit the state. I think I've seen other numbers in the 30s.
Yeah.
Lots of tornadoes kill at least four people, including an infant, a little 4-month-old or 5-month-old. I've seen varying ages, injured 100 others. And the photos are devastating. I mean, it hit some small towns, and the governor is basically like, the destruction is unbelievable. Almost every single business has been wiped out. Just destroyed.
Devastating.
And Oklahoma wasn't the only state that was hit by these storms. Other states were hit as well. Nebraska, Iowa. It's just devastating.
Yeah.
It's Tornado Alley, right?
It is.
Yeah. It's just, but when you see the actual video mm-hmm. of the tornado while it's happening and then you see the aftermath, it's unbelievable.
Tornadoes are terrifying. It's why I've never understood the storm chasers, the people who get like the thrill of being like
right next to it.
Right. Yeah. No, thank you.
Tom has said he'd like to do that.
Well,
I swear he said that he's into the storms and would love to chase a storm. It is fascinating, but I am terrified. I will stay far, far away for sure. Speaking of things that were here in Detroit, well, we weren't speaking of those things right now. I just created a segue that wasn't a segue because we weren't speaking of things
that
were in Detroit. There was no tornadoes in Detroit. But Mayor Mike Duggan was all smiles after a successful record-breaking NFL draft. More than 775,000 people attended the three-day event. And it seems that almost everyone from locals to those out of town had positive things to say about the experience. And when it comes to the smashing record that we had here. Mayor Mike Duggan said the idea never really crossed his mind, but he called the event a spectacular team event, which it totally was, right? And he just talked about how great it was that the goal was to basically change the image of Detroit nationally. And
I think they 100% did. I got text messages all weekend long with screenshots. Yeah. People couldn't believe how awesome it looked and wished that they had come.
Yep. And now that it is all over, the supplies that built the displays that we saw on TV, that you saw when you were downtown, are going to be donated to local nonprofits, a ton of different nonprofits, including Detroit Dog Rescue. And they kind of talked about how they're going to use parts of the main stage to help build this free and low-cost spay and neuter clinic, which is pretty cool. They also got a bunch of the turf that they can use as well for, you know, I'm guessing the dogs can relieve themselves on, perhaps, who knows, or run around. Yeah, exactly. So pretty cool to see that it's all going to be recycled. Get ready for this, you guys. Major construction is beginning today on the Southfield Freeway. Boo. So this is a multi-month project. It's going to be repairing and resurfacing the freeway. It's going to be used for performing maintenance, things like that. But road closures will span nearly 5 miles from the Southfield Freeway to Ford Road in Dearborn and Allen Park. Beginning today, like I said, it will go through the fall. There's going to be continuous single lane closures during weekday hours. And then overnight and weekend, there will be double lane closures as well. They say always there will be at least one lane open. There's going to be ramp closures well between 94 and Ford Road. So just brace yourself.
So it's from Ford Road to 94?
Those are the ramp closures. This is going from somewhere on the Southfield Freeway to Ford Road. They're about 5 mile stretch there.
Mm. Listen, I know they need the love and the attention, but nobody likes to hear about it. Nobody wants their morning commute altered. Nobody wants their commute period altered.
Especially when every other avenue that you go, the 10 different ways that you have to go to work, to school, to the things you like to do, they're all chewed up as well.
We're going to love it, though, when it's all done.
I promise. So. All right, coming up next, the city of Detroit made a statement. What was that statement? It's 97.1.
Founders Brewing Company has been making high-quality beers right here in Michigan for over 25 years. With a focus on using the highest quality ingredients, you can always count on Founders to deliver extraordinary quality in everything they release. With that focus on quality, they set out to create a beer that lets you have it all. With all-day IPA, here is what you get. Refreshing and deliciously flavorful. Easy drinking and high quality. All Day IPA is an IPA that is naturally brewed with an array of malts, grains, and hops, creating a delicious citrusy taste and a clean finish. It's the perfect beer for anyone looking to make the ordinary extraordinary and the good times great. Speaking of great times, All Day IPA is the perfect beer for anyone on game days. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find All Day IPA. All Day IPA, it's all in the taste. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
Detroit showed up. Detroit showed out. Shattered a record for the NFL draft attendance over the weekend. 775,000 people. Probably would have been a million if there weren't any restrictions on capacity. They had to turn people away Thursday and Friday.
And I don't even know what... If there's anybody that works for the city or the state that knows what the number is of people going down, because that number was the number inside the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Outside the fence, there were many, many more people.
Parties, festivities.
Yeah.
Honolulu Blue, and visiting fans too. But guys, the draft has been in other cities and it's not come close to this. This is because of Detroit. The city made a statement, and our question to you this morning is, what was that statement? 248-539-9797.
Oh, for me, the statement was this was the first. Now, I know we had the Super Bowl, but this was the first of many to come, especially summer, springtime, fall events that can be held outside in that space, because they did such an amazing job. And I mentioned this on Friday, law enforcement. It was, their presence was there. It was noted. They did a tremendous job of setting everything up, making sure that they were in key positions so that they could observe. They did a tremendous job. All levels of law enforcement, and there's some that probably I don't even know about, that were around and there. I thought, my hat's off to them for the job that they were doing.
there's a lot of positive, hopeful energy with the draft, right? Everybody, hope springs eternal. Everybody did a great job and everybody's team's going to be great. But I thought that energy was there all weekend long for the city. I was there Saturday and it was Saturday more of a light, lighter vibe, but you know, everybody getting out and having a good time. Detroit's not perfect, but I think we've come a long way. And I think there's a lot of lazy narratives about Detroit that I hope were put to bed because this was a national stage. And I think Detroit showed we can handle it. Detroit is safe. Detroit's an elite football city. That's a hell of a statement when you say we set the record. Chicago could have had this three times over, and they didn't draw the crowd that Detroit did. Can't hold a candle to the city of Detroit's sports fandom. This is an elite sports city. We're starving. This team has been supported through a lot of losing. And now that the match has been lit, you are seeing what we're capable of. This feels like a sleeping giant of a sports city that has been kicked, that hasn't had a lot of losing, or hasn't had a lot of winning, excuse me, had plenty of losing, and is finally starting to see some winners.
Yeah.
And you are seeing what the city is capable of. I also think the statement was made, this is not a one-time thing. They'll be back. Oh. How do you look at that and not come back?
They'll be back. Other entertainment acts, whatever you want to call them, will be here. But the NFL will certainly be back. I think we'll get another Super Bowl. I think the draft within the next 10 years, I know some people say, well, it'll be 10 years before it's back. No, I think under 10 years. The over-under, if I'm setting it, it's at 9.5. I think it comes back before we go another decade.
The next 4 years are spoken for. Green Bay next year.
Good luck.
Pittsburgh the year after that.
They'll do well.
Yeah. I'm missing the next one. And
New Orleans
and then D.C. Yeah.
And D.C. I think will do well. New Orleans is a party town. And it'll be a different vibe down there. But I think D.C. with all of the – I don't know where they'll have it if it's going to be – I hope they don't have it somewhere near whatever they're calling the stadium now. Is it still FedEx Field?
It's a dump.
Well –
I've been there. It's a dump.
It's in Nowheresville.
Yeah, you have to it's in Maryland, and you right. go up through all those little homes and condos and
yeah,
and then it's a parking lot and a stadium.
Right. And so I hope they have it in downtown DC, right on the mall.
Right. 248-539-9797. The statement that was made by this city. You saw the photos. Maybe you went down. Take it a lot of you went down and see the numbers, see the crowd.
Yeah.
That was a fun place to be, and. Just the energy walking in, everybody was in a good mood. Nobody's causing trouble. We had seen some complaints about, the bathroom situation. When I was there Saturday, I had no issue finding places if you wanted to eat, drink, want to buy merch. Trust me, they were ready to take your money for merch.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was well orchestrated. It felt like the city handled it.
They knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
Every aspect of what they did. And I was with some people, the last couple of days that were there on Thursday night, and the one complaint they had on Thursday night, and I don't know if they addressed it and tried to bring in more, but was the ability to get food. There was just not enough options. I don't know if they tried to rectify that situation on Friday or Saturday, but in terms of people having to use the restroom, they said there wasn't an issue. They were very well labeled and signs to say where to go to if you had to use the bathroom.
248-539-9797. There was no issues from what I experienced. It was everybody perfect? No. I think Friday night there maybe were a couple idiots, but for the most part, nobody went down there and had to deal with everybody's worst nightmare, which was something horrific happening.
Well, with 775,000 plus inside the fences and many, many more outside the fences, we're talking about a couple of knuckleheads on Friday. I think there were two arrests on Thursday. That, to me, when you're talking about that number, it is minuscule, the issues that they had.
I want to get to the phones. 802, we'll get your favorite pick and your least favorite pick, or we can do best, worst, however we want to do it. 802, we'll get to the players themselves. But the event, Everett and Southfield, what was that statement that was made by the city?
To me, hey, first of all, good morning, gentlemen. What
good
up,
morning.
Though?
Good morning. What up, though?
So to me, it let you know that as far as Detroit is a very big sports city, and we love our teams. We are very diehard fans. Hey, and also, too, Detroit know how to party, and we know how to turn it up, in all cases. Because, for so long, Detroit have received, a bad rep. However, when people come here, they say, oh, man, I have a fun time in Detroit. I have friends from out of town who have never been to Detroit. once they come here, they say, man, Detroit is not like what I thought. Yeah, Detroit's a fun city to visit. So I think I think the statement was made and said, hey, we know how to turn it up. We know how to have a good time. And also, too, is that when push comes down to the shove, you definitely will have a good time here in this big city. Motown and sports. That's what we're known for. I'm out.
No, appreciate it, Everett. You're right. I mean, the perception of this city does not meet reality. And I think it doesn't change overnight, but I think an event like the draft goes a long way.
Well, the draft was viewed around the world, not just in the States. It was viewed around the world. And whether it's, hey, if you're coming from LA, if you're coming from Seattle, you're coming from Chicago, there was probably a perception about what Detroit was going to be. And Detroit, for those that were coming just from the 48 contiguous or, you know, the all 50 states, I think Detroit knocked it out of the park. And then for those that were viewing, some people came internationally, but for those that were viewing around the world, all eyeballs were on the city of Detroit, and it was a great production. The fans were awesome. It was loud. It just was everything you would want from a non-sporting event, sporting event.
Yeah. I think there are even people locally who maybe underestimated what the city was capable of.
Oh, sure. I think we all locally were questioning, how are we going to get down there? What's the traffic going to be? Is it going to be easy to get home? And we both drove down there, and it was easy to get there. It was easy to get back. I didn't hear too many complaints about any of the, you know, the shuttle system, the satellite parking lots that they had set up. But it sounds like they had everything ready to go.
248-539-9797. That crowd, that record, that moment for the city, it sent a message. What was the statement that was made? It's 97.1.
Hey, home runs, call them whatever you want. Dingers, blasts, moonshots, whatever you call them, everyone loves the home run. And with FanDuel's Dinger Tuesdays, you can love them even more. That's right, Dinger Tuesdays are back for another season on America's number one sportsbook. Just bet on any player to homer, and FanDuel will give you $5 in bonus bets for every home run hit during the game. And if you need another reason to love the long ball, visit FanDuel.com/Jansen to get in on all the Dinger Tuesday action. That's FanDuel.com/Jansen. And make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball and 97.1 The Ticket. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus $25 per game. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problems? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
City of Detroit was on display. Record-setting performance. Take a bow, Detroit. Statement made. We asked you guys, what exactly was that statement? They can handle this. That this is a great sports city. Football city. An elite football city. That it's not what people have made it out to be before. They haven't been since. Maybe their preconceived notions needed to change. City of Detroit pulled this off with flying colors. Nobody has hosted a draft as impressive as the city of Detroit. Think about that as you wake up today. 248-539-9797.
It was an unbelievable event. I still look back on that, and I think it was, it's not a sporting event. I know it's about sports, but there was no actual game or anything played. But it was, there was excitement, there was drama, there was just so much going on the stage, off the stage, around the city of Detroit. Even if you were outside the fence, sometimes some of the best places to watch were actually outside the fence.
Yeah, they had some setups. Just outside, little seating with TVs, all kinds of, you know, bars and restaurants, whether you're in or you're out, or you started in and then went out to get food or vice versa, you pre-gamed and then made your way in. The ecosystem downtown I thought was pretty well run. I didn't have any issues when I went on Saturday. 248-539-9797. I know the busier days were Thursday and Friday where this was capacity. We would have had more people if they let more people in. So I think it was a situation where Detroit showed up and showed out. And if there's any question about what this city's capable of, I've told people, I think it's a sleeping giant. We have passionate sports fans. We are in the midst of the longest drought between championships in the city's history.
It's crazy.
So when you give us a taste, Wings in the playoff mix, not even in the playoffs, in the playoff mix, Lions make the playoffs, win a playoff game, win two playoff games, get so close to the Super Bowl. It's a fever pitch. A sleeping giant is awake now. And as the teams start to win more, Detroit's going to be unavoidable for everybody else. Ticket Texter puts it well. That draft felt like Detroit saying, we're here, we're not going anywhere, deal with it. The Super Bowl 20 years ago felt like, hey, don't forget about us. The energy's different now.
Mm-hmm.
City made a statement that the people of Detroit could put on a huge event where it's fun and safe. Sharp all around, clean, public safety, volunteers, vendors, etc., signed Adam on the ticket text. The statement was made, we want another Super Bowl and another draft in the next 5 years. That's from Brian. Best sports town in the world, question mark. Few more. Detroit showed really well. Looked like everybody was there to take in the experience and have a good time instead of looking for trouble. Statement was, Detroit takes football seriously. I went down Friday night. Bathrooms were not an issue. Food was the issue. Could have had more food trucks. Could have left a theater area to get food at a restaurant, but didn't want to risk not being let back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing is, when you went down, did you go down Saturday?
Saturday, okay. First half of the day.
Not quite as crowded, but when you were looking for something to eat.
No issues. There was food inside. Now, you had to wait in line, but guys, yeah. When you're at a busy event, you got to wait in line. Or we just walked outside and got some food at some of the bars and restaurants. And people were great. A couple people came up, said they listened to the show, they love what we're doing. They said, even though they don't like you, and then they came to tell me that they were Michigan State fans. So I said, okay, well, that...
it's okay.
All right, we get it. MSU guy. But no, I mean, people were great. Everybody was in a good mood. Let's get to the phones. Damon, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
How's it going, fellas?
What's up?
Good.
I'm on my way back home to Toronto, and I have to say the NFL made this very unique to me. It made it from being there. I was there. I was in the very front. I stood out for 16 hours on Thursday. I was exhausted. I had an amazing experience. But they made this a very Detroit-centric draft. Like, I haven't watched the televised aspect of it because I was there. But they had these former Detroit players from different teams. Everybody was saying, what's up? Though you had Eminem out there. They really gave Detroit a lot of love. And we as Detroiters gave the people around us, the visitors, a lot of love. I had a lot of wonderful experiences when people saying the same thing, that they love Detroit. They didn't know it was like this. The spirit of Detroit is not a statue. It's the people. And people need to understand that.
Amen.
I've lived in 5 different cities in 3 different countries, and I can tell you, there's no place like home. I turn into the Wizard of Oz, man. I'm clicking my heels because I love coming home. I love it because the people here are amazing. So I learned that, and I really value that. And it was an amazing experience. I met Barry Sanders on a fluke on Friday. I happened to go into the B-Dubs.
Yeah.
I knew you guys were there. And I sat at the bar, and the guy said, don't leave the bar, trust me. And Barry came out passing out beers. I'm like, wow, this is awesome. So it was a great experience for me.
Yeah, I saw some photos. I know I was there Thursday. I know Friday was the Barry Bartender Day.
Yeah.
And what a dream that is. If you're a Lions fan, Barry serving you up a beer, cold one as the draft's going on behind you. I mean, like, and his point about Detroit being well represented, it was a Detroit-centric draft. Brandon Graham comes out for the Eagles. Detroiter.
Yeah.
Shows love. Moose Muhammad. Detroiter. He comes out representing the Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm. You realize how many guys in the NFL played in Detroit?
Oh, yeah. I have a connection to one of the schools or Detroit or are from the city of Detroit.
Guys are bringing up high schools they went to. You're like, hell yes.
Yeah. It was cool to see all of those different connections be on full display. And it was a very Detroit-centric draft.
Charles, this is a great point. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Excuse me. I've had the good fortune of living in Chicago, New York, Ohio, visited a lot of cities. And the thing I would always hear about Detroit is, and I would hear national sports talk, guys, I'm not going to blow anybody's name out there. They would say, Detroit is nice, but they need to. Detroit is nice, but the draft took the butt away, in my opinion. I was there Friday with some other 65-year-old plus guys. We stood as long as we could. We stayed for a long time, but the atmosphere was electric. I've been to events in those other cities. This equaled in every way in terms of professionalism, how well organized it was, the appearance of safety, which you could see a lot of it. I'm sure there was some that we didn't know about. But everything was top notch. And I hope this takes the butt away from the city of Detroit.
That's really well said.
Yeah. No, I think so too, because that's kind of what you would hear everybody talk about. Well, we're going to Detroit, but, or Detroit would have got this, but.
I really think we got people who live in the suburbs who don't even realize what Detroit has become because they've kind of had their head buried in the sand.
There's no question we do. But yeah, it removes any excuse of, and we heard audio earlier of people talking about, hey, there were representatives here on site to watch what was going on because they wanted to see, could they put an all-star game here for Major League Baseball or the NBA? All of those things were happening while this is going on, and it removes all of those excuses. Well, we do it there, but there's no but anymore.
Ticket Texture says, okay, but let's talk football. I'm pretty sure all the other cities around the country are talking about the players that were drafted and not how charming of a city Detroit is. Well, we are because we are in Detroit. We'll mix in some players. Your best pick, your worst pick for the Detroit Lions. We have winners and losers at 8:35. And if you're on hold or if you want to call in and talk about how the city looked, we welcome you this morning. What kind of statement did we make? It's 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.